And ka haere tātou ki America. Let's go to America, where it's been a whirlwind first 24 hours in the Oval Office for President Joe Biden, who yesterday signed the first orders to rid the country of some of Donald Trump's policies. He's rejoined the Paris Climate Accords and World Health Organization, revoked the so-called Muslim travel ban, and funding for the border wall has been cut off. Biden's also cleansing the office itself, vowing to fire anyone who treats their co-workers with disrespect. And joining us now is our Washington DC correspondent, Simon Marks. Kia ora, Simon.
Morena, Marnie.
A big 24 hours. Tell us more about these executive orders.
He signed 17 of them as soon as he got into the White House. He'd only been there about 45 minutes, and the cameras were escorted into the Oval Office. And immediately noticeable were two things: the stack of 17 blue binders that contained documents that President Biden was about to sign, but also the fact that he was sitting behind the Oval Office desk wearing a face mask. That an indication, symbolically, of the scale of the change that had occurred inside the building. And some of that change was physical. While the inauguration had been taking place, as you said, there was this industrial scale cleaning operation underway in a bid to ensure that the White House complex will never again serve as an epicenter for COVID-19 in the United States. And plexiglass screens have been installed on all the desks of staff, 3 feet high in many cases, better to protect them as they move in and get to grips with their new roles. These executive orders were wide-ranging and designed to symbolize the president's priorities. So he's taken America back into the Paris Climate Change Accords. He's terminated the suspension of America's membership in the World Health Organization. The so-called Muslim travel ban is gone. He mandated the wearing of face masks in all federal buildings by all federal government employees. And we've seen over the last few hours further evidence of just the extent to which he wants symbolically to be seen to be rolling back some of his predecessor's excesses, to the point where it fell to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's most revered public health infectious diseases specialist, who of course had been denigrated consistently by President Trump and had the rug pulled out from under him throughout the last year of the Trump administration. He was the man who got to make the phone call to the World Health Organization, informing them that the United States was back.
I am honored to announce that the United States will remain a member of the World Health Organization. Yesterday, President Biden signed letters retracting the previous administration's announcement to withdraw from the organization. And those letters have been transmitted to the Secretary General of the United Nations and to you, Dr. Tedros, my dear friend.
Friendships, alliances, global engagement, they are all suddenly back in vogue here.
Must have been a huge relief for Dr. Fauci there. And there's obviously been a very clear change in tone. That first press briefing, speaking of honesty, transparency, rebuilding trust with journalists and the American public, a clear pivot here as well, Simon.
Yeah, very much so. Jen Psaki, the new White House press secretary, I lost count of the number of times last night she used the words truth and transparency to discuss her role after 4 years in which, whatever your political viewpoint, I mean, the press here has been subject to relentless lies told from the White House podium by Sean Spicer, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Stephanie Grisham, and finally Kayleigh McEnany, the four people who served as Donald Trump's press secretary. So, look, in liberal bastions like Washington, D.C., there is a tremendous sigh of relief that a path to normalcy appears to exist and that some of the functions and machinery of government is going to start operating in time-honored fashion. But there has been absolutely no honeymoon offered for President Biden by his Republican opponents. Take a listen to what Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who leads the Republicans in the House of Representatives, had to say this morning about the executive orders that Joe Biden had signed.
The new administration was more interested in helping illegal immigrants than helping our own citizens, and more interested in appeasing the WHO than getting to the bottom of how China released this virus.
And he knows that he's speaking to millions of Americans who don't live in liberal bastions like Washington, D.C., and who believe that Joe Biden rigged the presidential election. They buy the conspiracy theories that they were sold by President Donald Trump, and that Joe Biden is a fake president. It is going to be a monumental challenge for the new president of the United States in the minds of those people to establish his legitimacy. He's talked a lot in the last 24 hours about the need for unity in the country, but there is very little of that on display even as he gets to work.
Well, thank you, Simon. That is Simon Marks giving us the latest from Washington, D.C.